Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought it was the perfect crime until the body was found. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The trial of Richard Allen, it continues on. The prosecution making its case. The defense about to take their turn at the stand, and may already be there by the time you are watching this. Joining me to discuss the case thus far, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. The prosecution making a lot of arguments, making basically the same arguments that we've been hearing for the last several years about why Richard Allen is guilty. And surprise, they hold up in court about as well as they did in the general public. Not at all. Because they don't lead anywhere to Richard Allen, which is kind of an important thing when you're trying a murder case against someone. You want some evidence to kind of line up with the person you're saying did it. What's your thoughts so far on this whole thing? We've heard so many different arguments being made, and we've now heard about the interrogation of Richard Allen. And we haven't seen it, but we've had many people who are there reporting on it, basically bringing us back the transcript as best as could be written down in a notepad for us to review. And it really wasn't, I don't know. I mean, as a psychotherapist, was there anything alarming in there? Did it seem like that of a transcript or answers of someone who just went and killed some kids or someone who's like, why am I on your radar?
Yeah. You know, it's just an awful case. And it's one that, yeah, we keep wanting there to be some kind of proof, something that's, you know, really going to tip the scales one way or the other here. And at this point, the only thing we've got really that I've heard is the ballistics. Yeah. And we know we're going to have competing experts on that, as we always do with these things. So how much weight to even give that? It's also hard to understand. I really tried to pay attention to what we're hearing the testimony about it was. And it was difficult to, you know, I wanted to focus in and learn, and I'm hoping the jury is doing that. But, you know, it's hard for the rest of us to make sense of it all. And as far as the interrogation, it sounded like the Reed technique, you know, which the cops come in and they say, you know, we know you did it. We've got all this proof. And they're lying and they're making it up and they're hoping that they can get the person to confess, and they come down really hard on them, and then they flip back and forth with, you know, being nice, do you need any water, all that sort of thing. I don't like the Reed technique. I mean, I realize that there are times they've caught bad people with it who have then confessed, but I think you can also get false confessions that way. And with everything that has happened with his mental health problems, you know, it just leaves me very uneasy.
It's been criticized over the years, and it's not used in a lot of higher up type interrogations because it doesn't produce results.
Yeah.
Somehow, on the lower end of the scale, on local police work, it seems to be one they like to use. Why? Yeah. Because I guess it checks a box, I guess would be the correct answer. If they're wanting to get that box checked, if they're wanting to put a name in the blank of this is our suspect, yeah, use the read technique. You'll get somebody. Doesn't mean it's the right person, but you can look it up. I mean, the psychological coercion is a big part of it. It involves psychological pressure. Isolate the suspect, confront them with the alleged evidence, suggesting cooperation will lead to that leniency. And it creates a really stressful environment, especially for someone who didn't do anything. I mean, if someone came to you accusing you of something and they're making all these things, you're going to get weird. You're going to act off. That's just how anyone would be, guilty or innocent. If you get accused of something, you're not going to necessarily get a great reaction. It gets a lot of false confessions. It shows that the prolonged interrogation stuff that we see used by police departments quite often, especially in individuals who are young or mentally vulnerable, which Richard Allen very might have been. You get those confessions out of him. Obviously, he did not confess in that interrogation. He basically called them out and said, you know, it looks like you're looking for a fall guy here. He knew exactly what they were doing. Shortly thereafter, he gets arrested. They don't have the material they need in this guy. So, hey, let's put him in solitary confinement for a year. We don't know he's the guy, but let's torture him. Then he'll probably say something, which he did. He then said, I'm the killer, in weird ways, which we still have yet to hear any audio of any of those 60 infamous confessions. If they're so solid, if they're so evidentiary to his guilt, don't you think we would have heard them by now in court?
I would have hoped so. And it's very interesting that the timing of these confessions coincided with the mental health deterioration. And we know if people are psychotic, they will confess to all sorts of things they didn't do. We have plenty of evidence of that. And I understand that he did have frequent contact with some kind of mental health professional. And those are the records I'm really interested in. You know, what did he say to the mental health professional? And was he psychotic at the time? You know, what's the timeline of the mental health symptoms? And I haven't heard anything about that really specific at this point.
Why do you think we still use this technique? Why are police agencies still doing the same thing over and over? Is it lack of education and training? And it's just like, this is what we got. So this is what they do. Is it pride? I mean, why? I mean, if we know that it's inconsistent with modern psychological understanding and techniques for getting, reliable results, the UK and other places do not touch this because they know it doesn't produce accurate results. But we keep sticking with it here. You know, we think of ourselves as a fairly advanced, smart country that has, you know, our stuff together when it comes to this. We don't. Why are we still doing it? Why don't we have more departments that wise up and say, this is not the right way to do this?
Yeah, there's so many things we're backwards on. I think of the metric system, right? We're the only country
we're still
in the
doing
world.
That.
Feet and inches, you know? It's like everybody else is, what's wrong with the U.S.? And I think we often think of ourselves as a very advanced society. And in truth, we're not. We get these old-fashioned ideas and we stick with them.
We dig into bad ideas. We dig into what our parents did or what our grandparents did, then we want to be proud because we want to keep doing that without ever going, you know, people evolve, you know, generation to generation things, you know, you go, wasn't the greatest idea. You know, it's what the best idea was at their time, but we don't have to do it, but they do it with pride. And that's the scary part of it is the pride that gets connected with digging into dumb ideas.
Yeah, and there's so much that happens with law enforcement training in this country. Number one, it's not standardized. All the different law enforcement agencies have different training methods. And when it comes to all the police shootings, the unjustified police shootings that happen, we know it's because they don't have training. Many, many departments don't. Some do, but many don't have training in de-escalation techniques, where you don't have to shoot everybody all the time. You know, there are other ways to calm people down. Sometimes it's necessary, but so often it's not. And again, there are other countries who do a much better job of training law enforcement.
Do you think that we're seeing Richard Allen here on this, not on the stand, but in the courtroom because they ran out of people? Because they just, I mean, when we learn about how he was arrested and how they got to him, I mean, he was lost in a stack of papers, probably rightfully so, because he didn't. It also just shows how incompetent the police work is there, where it's like, oh, we lost a stack of papers and he's your killer. Maybe there's a reason he was lost in the stack of papers, because he didn't really provide anything that was of much use. And somehow you're going to go back and twist this. Is it just because they didn't have anybody and they needed something?
Yeah, it could be. And investigators are prone to the same biases that everybody else is prone to. And for whatever reason, they ran out of other suspects. And you know, here we are at this point.
Delphi is going to want some answers here, especially if he is found not guilty, which I think is a very real possibility now. I didn't think it at first, but seeing how weak the prosecution's case is, like, maybe this will all be done and he can go home finally and have years and years and years and years of intensive therapy and post-traumatic stress and sues the living shit out of Delphi and owns the town. There'll be a big Richard Allen fest every year after he gets done with them. There'll be free popcorn and soda for the kids and balloons. All that being said, they're going to want these parents. They want an answer. If I were those parents, I'd be questioning if it was Richard Allen. I'd be like, I don't think you'd want to convict somebody just for the sake of putting a body in that role of being the killer. So they're going to want answers.
We really want to know.
Yeah.
We want to know if it wasn't Richard Allen, then who the hell is out there, you know, that did this?
After this, what do you think is going to happen? If he is set free, if they find him innocent, are they going to keep digging into this? I mean, we're talking bad police work, didn't get a lot of good evidence when they had a chance to that might have led to someone or something. It seems like it's just going to end up being cold again at the other side of this. Although you have, I mean, Ron Logan, he's dead. You got Keegan Klein, who was in jail. I would seriously question the fact that he was never looked into that super seriously baffles me. He's obviously in jail for child pornography charges. He was also communicating with one of the girls, planning on meeting with her the day of the murder. And his excuse is, I wasn't there. He's in jail for 40 some years on those child porn charges. I wasn't there. If he wasn't there, I would question, who have you been in communication with? Who else did you tell you're going to meet with these girls? Well, they're predator friends of yours. Have you mentioned, hey, I'm not going out there, but hey, you say you're me, go meet her, you know? I would question all of that, but that all seems to just be sitting there. It seems like they have a lot of leads in front of them, but I do wonder if their pride is still going to make them not dig where they should, because it will mean they were wrong. Not just, well, we lost this case and we think we were right, which I think is kind of where they're going to stand, but they're going to have to admit to themselves they were wrong to continue looking into this. I just wonder if that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's certainly possible, and it's really sickening. It's really disturbing.
Yeah, we'll see where this all ends. The Delphi case still going on. Richard Allen's defense going to be mounting that, and hopefully we get a verdict here in the next couple of weeks. We'll keep watching it right here. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.